Aaron Show.
It's 7:05 in the morning on the Todd and Aaron Show. 42 is going to be your high today. Thanks for joining us. They are the hardest people to shop for.
Why are you looking at me?
They are impossible to shop for.
Oh, look who's talking.
Impossible.
Don't make me get all defensive.
We'll tell you who they are coming up next.
Take that pointy finger down.
On the B.
B98.7. Proceeding, guiding us with thy lasting eternal sacred and holy light. Happy holidays from B98.7.
Cause my dreams are bursting at the
seams. B98.7, 713 Firefly. What's your favorite
Fireflies
song?
From Owl City. Owl City's my favorite new band. It's this one guy, and this is his second album. He's finally getting some attention. He did this entire album kind of in his parents' basement. He's awesome. He's one of
it's
those.
Not a plug, hon.
No, he's one of those, but he's wonderfully creative.
He went on his
creative.
First date 3 weeks ago.
It didn't work out well.
Went to the prom with his mom.
You have to listen to Hello Seattle on this album. It's
very
good.
Okay.
And Vanilla Twilight.
Hardest people to shop for.
Ignore the boys.
Hardest people to shop for, Aaron. Aaron is the hardest person to shop
How
for.
How can you say that?
All right, we will now recreate our lives for you. Hey, Aaron, hon.
Yes, sweetheart, love of my life.
Okay. Next time, just read this. Read the script.
Okay. Yeah, Todd, what's up,
come on,
honey?
Aaron, memorize your lines here. Come on. We had rehearsal.
Letting the whole troop down. All right, so, Aaron, you know, I know we only have like a week left. What do you want for Christmas?
And what I suggested is, I said, let's save our money.
No, you have to do it in real time.
Hey, honey, you know what I think we should do?
Yeah, what?
Why don't we save our money and we'll make it a goal to go to Maine to your granddad's cottage this summer?
Right. Okay. So that's the way the conversation goes. Okay. My mind fast forward to Christmas morning, and the kids get their presents and everything, And I know there'd be a present there for me because that's the way she is. And I'd open it up and then she'd just look around.
Then fast forward to later in the day where you're tied to the light post and beaten with a sack of oranges.
Then I fast forward to the next 365 days of me sleeping alone. So, okay.
That is not true.
But I am a smarter guy than that. So these people, Aaron. I don't need anything. She gets it from her mom. Mom always says, well, that's way too much. And I go, okay, give me it back. I finally got to that point with them. Because they just always say that. So what do you do with these people? What do I do with you?
I already told
now,
you.
Now, I always come through. I think I'm pretty good at this.
Yes, you are.
And it's a part of my joy
of
the holiday
about the
season.
Stinky necklace of cheese. Imagine
that. I do funny gifts, and so I do the nice things, and I do bathrobe and some other some slippers and some other nice things and some jewelry, usually not this year, hon. And so sorry, but right up front, ain't gonna happen. Don't be looking for it.
Oh, I'm not planning that one.
Sorry. So she really likes strong cheese. They sell it in little wedges, you know. And so
like the Brie and the Camembert.
Yeah, the Camembert.
And the Stilton.
So I took
an English Shropshire
Aaron,
Stilton.
Aaron,
so to die
me,
for.
Excuse me.
Yes,
so I took all these things. I made a necklace out of them, and I put it around her neck. And I went, "Happy Merry Christmas!" And she cried a little. It was just because of the cheese.
McLean's the only 8-year-old cheese snob I knew,
and
he was nibbling. He was nibbling off my neck all day. It was awesome.
Question this morning is: who is the toughest person to shop for that you know? And what do you do with these people who don't want anything for Christmas? Up for grabs. We're going to give away something at random.
This is very cool. I've got the New Year's Eve family passes, so you can take the kids to the Living Sun Aquarium on December 31st for their own celebration.
And then you have your own. All right, 801-45-670-9870. Call us on the B.
Ring in the new year in New York. B98.7 sending you to the Big Apple to bring in 2010.
It's the new year. In New York, New York.
And you'll celebrate with our very special diva, Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey.
Congratulations.
Oh, my gosh. I know. And anything like this. Oh, my God. My husband's going to be so thrilled. He's not going to even imagine it.
From your home.
for holiday fun.
B98.7.